Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The big national story is Max Scherzer versus Joe Girardi. Scherzer getting checked 3 times in 5 innings. I want to come up with a solution to this. So, big time Tolo. We love interacting with him during the shows. Corpus Christi's very own. Have you played golf with this guy yet?
Oh, yeah. Quite a bit.
Is he good?
Yeah, he bombs it.
Is he better than you?
He drives like crazy. Yeah, his ball.
No,
just,
but is he better than
that's
you?
That's not an answer.
No idea. We used to play all the time. We won the trophy club.
So who had a better 18-hole score? You would know.
I have no idea.
You have no idea, Mike Adams.
What are you
doing? Mike, are you better than RJ in golf?
No, I don't think so. Okay. I think maybe now I can get a little bit closer to him than I did a couple years ago, but in a full round, I don't think I can beat him.
Okay.
I honestly don't even keep score anymore. I measure myself by other golfers by height, which I'm usually
in that
shorter.
Case, I can beat him then.
Yeah. Mike Adams, former Ranger right here on 105.3 The Fan. Mike, first off, thanks for joining us. What do you think of this new rule that's being instituted by the league, checking these pitchers all the time for substances? What did you think of it?
I think it's getting a little bit out of hand. You know, I don't think that it's, I think last night with the Girardi thing, I think it was more of him trying to get in the head of Scherzer.
Yeah.
And I think that's the wrong way to go about this whole situation. That's not what this whole rule was intended for. And I think, you know, people or managers like a Girardi that want to try to throw the pitcher off their game are going to use it in the wrong way. But it's the sticky substance has been something that's been used for, it's probably since the beginning of baseball. And now all of a sudden, you're going to start taking it away. And I understand the whole spider tack stuff. I've never felt the spider tack. I don't know what it's all about. So, it's hard for me to speak on the spider tack. But, like, I know, back when I played, we had the sunscreen. We had shaving cream. We had a little pine tar. The guys were using the tiger stick, which is the stick you see the guys hitting on deck circle, sticking all over their bat. I don't think it was for, and this was before analytics. Now they're trying to do it before, get more spin rate and all this other nonsense. But, back then it was just more, hey, I need to have a good feel for the ball, that way I can, execute my pitches.
Mike, give us the reality of the advantage of it. So if I told you you're pitching an entire season without anything, or you can use what you guys were able to use back in the day. Are you definitely going to pitch better with the rosin bag and sunscreen and spider web, spider tag, whatever this stuff is? Is it a no doubt advantage?
Yes, in a sense. I think it was more of, because when I was in minor leagues, I didn't use nothing. I just used regular sweat and rosin, and to me that alone didn't necessarily make the ball, it didn't help. It didn't give you a better grip. So it was a little bit harder to execute on off-speed pitches. The fastball, I will say the fastball probably moved more, or if you're throwing your two-seamer, just because the ball was flipping a little bit better. Mm. I'm not saying it can't be done without the tackiness. But it just there's a comfort level of being able to throw your pitches where you want to throw them, whenever you are able to feel the ball a little bit better than it being a little bit slick. I always I want to say I was scared to throw inside, but I always kind of had a hesitation to throw inside sometimes because, you know, I didn't want to hit the guy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, and I mean, I'm not sure that's the right way to look at it, but, you know, I you know, for me, it was just one of those things where I just felt, I want to say intimidated, but like I didn't want to go inside because I didn't want to hit the guy. You know, but if I had the little, if I knew my control was there and, you know, I could feel the ball, then I was a lot more confident on stuff like that.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Former Ranger Mike Adams joining us here, 105 through the Fan. What is the solution? Like, I, you know, obviously, like, change it in the middle of the season, I think, is a horrible idea like they did. But, you know, is it change the ball, raise the seams? I mean, the ball without any stickum has got to be slick to break off a slider or something. I mean, what is the solution?
Well, you know, I never thought about the raising the seams thing. You know, I mean, you know, when we were younger, all the balls were had the big diamond seams that would rip your fingers apart. you know, and you have the Major League Baseballs where half the time you can't even feel the seams. You know, that's another thing, too, that people don't understand. In Major League Baseball, the seams are very, very thin. You know, you can barely feel the seams. So that part of it right there also makes the ball a little bit more slick. So that's a great idea. I never thought about that. But, I mean, to me, you want to bring offense back. Just take away the shift. You know, I mean, if you take away the shift, I mean, yeah, I mean, we all say, hey, well, learn to hit opposite field, learn to do all this stuff. Well, I mean, just play the game. Play the game straight up. I mean, you know, it's, from a pitcher standpoint, I mean, yeah, you want that, all the advantages you can get, but just play the game straight up. You know, don't let there be two right fielders, you know, or shift wherever, all this other stuff. You want to uptick an offense, just take away the shift and let's play straight up. And I guarantee you the offensive output will be a lot more than what it is currently.
Because you pitch to where the defense is, right? Like if you're shifting, you're not going to throw outside.
Not necessarily, because the tendencies of hitters are, if they're a pull hitter, whether it's an outside pitch or not, they're gonna pull it. But yes, you do pitch to your to their, I wouldn't say their tendency, to their holes. So it might be an inside, and even if they're a pull hitter, you might stay inside, you might go away, whatever it may be. But a lot of times it's not, you know, you would think, hey, if he's a pull hitter, we're just gonna stay away. That's not necessarily the case with a lot of those guys, because they're just dead set on getting out in front and pulling that ball.
Mike, how annoying would it be to get stopped and checked as often as Scherzer did yesterday, or even once or twice a game? How annoying would that be, and how do you see these guys reacting moving forward like Romo did in Arlington?
The Romo thing was pretty funny, because I know with myself, I was thinking about it yesterday before that even happened. I was like, man.
You were thinking about pulling your pants down?
Somewhat, yes. Just to make a mockery of it. I mean, because it's somewhat a mockery. I heard y'all talking about earlier about, you know, have them just wait till they go to the dugout. Have somebody in the dugout that's there, you know, some sort of official or something. They go in the dugout, they go in the tunnel, they check them. You ain't got to do it in front of nobody, so that way there's not a scene. And if there is, if something does happen, well, then, I don't know, I guess you throw them back out and throw them out the game or something. I don't know. I'm not sure how to do it. But, yeah, I mean, that would be super annoying to be coming off the field, and especially if you have to go back out there or, you know, coming out on the during the game. Because, like we talked about earlier, it's a gamesmanship thing. They're trying to get you out of your game more than anything. You know, I mean, I really doubt Girardi really thought that he had any sort of substance in his on him, you know, while he was pitching during the game. You know, but it was just more of, hey, a pitcher like that, that's so dominant, you want to try to get in their head and see where they're mentally strong and if they can handle that type of situation.
Where are you right now?
I'm at my daughter's soccer training.
Tournament?
Training.
Oh, training.
Training. I thought it was on the golf course again. The birds in the background right
sounded
there.
Sounded like they're satellite golf courses.
Man, they die hard in this state with youth sports. Holy crap. Sitting there in the training right now. What position does she play? Is she like Zach Ertz's wife who just made the national team?
What position is she?
I have no idea.
I don't know what position she is either. I think she's like a center back or something. But no, my daughter plays outside mid and forward.
Oh.
But she's right now she's at like personal training.
Oh.
So now I'm the hardcore dad, I guess you could say.
This isn't the soccer training. It's the personal training. The soccer training. Mike, thank you for checking in with us, man. Thanks for being a Tolo as well. Have a good day.
All right, man. Thank you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.